We always like to try and end this show either with some music or with a positive story. And today we've got a lovely positive story to share with you. It's very exciting news. A science project of a grade 11 learner from the Hoër School, Jan van Riebeeck, scored him a gold medal at the recent Buca International Music, Science, Engineering and Energy Fair, which was held in Turkey. 17-year-old Adrian Haseman represented ESCOM Expo for Young Scientists at a virtual event with an interesting research project titled A Comparison Between the Influence of Three Different Sizes of Exfoliated Vermiculite on the Thermal and Mechanical Properties of Cement Construction Bricks. Good grief, I don't even know what that means. Well, I'm delighted to say that Adrian joins us on the line to tell us what it means. Good afternoon, Adrian. Congratulations on your success.
Good afternoon. Thank you very much for having me.
I struggled to even read out the title of your research project, never mind understand what it means. Can you simplify it for us, please?
Okay, so in simple terms, I created a construction brick that contains vermiculite. So vermiculite is a silicate mineral that was used in the drought time in Cape Town to work into the ground. So that mineral, that's almost a gold substance, was used in my construction bricks to create a brick that was lightweight, did not have any problems after a fire, so it had structural integrity after a fire, and it has great insulation properties after a fire. So it will also have a very good effect on our construction industry.
So clever. And how did you come up with this idea? What inspired you? Oh dear, we've lost Adrian on the line now. What an enterprising and interesting young man. I'm dying to ask him what his future entails and what he plans to do with himself as he moves forward, hopefully, in the world of science. While I wait for Adrian to come back on the line, feel free to share your messages with us. Oh, I believe we have Adrian back. Adrian, I'm so sorry we lost you there.
Sorry, no problem.
What inspired you to do this project?
So what firstly inspired me is our great problem in Cape Town with our informal settlement fires. So there are a lot of there are buildings being set alight in our informal settlements. And after fires, the buildings tend to collapse and a lot of people's lives are lost. So to create a solution for this, I created bricks that would have structural integrity after fire. Also, these bricks can be used without any other form of external insulation. So they are also very good insulators. And then lastly, they are very lightweight. So they also can be very easily used to create structures.
And how long did it take you to develop this product?
So it took me about 8 months to come up with the initial idea, experiment with it, create different models, and finally find the perfect ratio for my for the mixture that will be used for the construction bricks. And then also it took me a further 3 months to compile my research in a 60-page report that I did submit for the various different expos that I have taken part in the past year.
Adrian, it's amazing. Now, you are, of course, in grade 11, so you're still at school, but are you busy building a brick empire on the side?
It certainly seems like it.
Wow. And where in the sciences do you see yourself going in the future?
So I really do hope to pursue a path in civil engineering after school. And I really do hope that with this degree, I can really help people in tough situations and help with low-cost housing.
Sure, Adrian, that's really, really amazing. And the Turkey competition, you obviously didn't go over there. It was a virtual event, correct?
Yes, obviously with Turkey's strict lockdown regulations, it was not possible to go, but yes, a virtual event, but still very informative and a really great opportunity.
And the gold medal, did it come with any other kind of prize?
Yes, so I have been asked to take part in a Israeli expo as well, and then also different types of boot camps and stuff that I will be taking part in the next year.
So before we let you go, Adrian, what words of advice might you have for other young budding scientists out there?
Really just to get your base idea down on paper. Really just go with your plans. If you have an idea, research it thoroughly and don't just think because your idea is too far-fetched that it will not have a good implication in the long run. So really just run with your idea and see where it takes you.
I did say that was the last question, but a question's just come in from a listener, so I'll put that to you quickly, Adrian. Somebody wants to know brick is SABS approved.
So unfortunately not yet, but as soon as my product is market ready, I will let it be SABS approved.
And might you be looking for any kind of investment?
Not now, but after school, definitely, I will be looking into that.
So you've got 1 year to go?
Yes, 1 more year in matric, and then I'm done.
Adrian Haseman, thank you very much for joining us this afternoon. I foresee great things in your future. Congratulations on your award and all the best going forward.